Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Shut Up A Second. I'm Cass, I'm joined by Hayden.
Hello.
There he is, and this week we're boined?
Oh no.
We're joined by Lauren Bonner.
Hello, you're boned by the Bonner. That's what you were trying to say. Gotcha. It's kind of a regional radio dynamic we've got. You're boned. Mm.
We are getting Bond today. It's a bonding experience we're all having.
Hayden, Cass, and the Bond.
And the Bond.
106.7.
That is
Bond FM.
It's actually my dream job. I drive past like a sign. I don't know if it's in Western Sydney or something, or Wollongong. But anyway, there's a regional radio duo called Lindell and Crammy.
That's awesome. Oh,
I think about them all the time.
I used to work in regional radio, and it was sick. There was a company I used to work for. One of their flagship breakfast shows was Monkey and the Big Fella.
That's
so good.
That rocks.
Just beautiful stuff.
Hayden on his program was Hado.
Oh yeah, I was hired to be Hado.
Of course,
contractually.
Who were you with? A normal name or something else?
No, it was just Nick. Unfortunately. Nick. Yeah, boring.
Could have called him like the Nick or Knickerbocker. Knickerbocker, Hado and Knickerbocker on Hot Tomato FM. So good.
And today we're talking Y2K.
You may not have been born when this happened.
Maybe I know.
Yeah, do you remember Y2K? It was in 2000.
It was in the year 2K. Child, I promise. No, I hadn't been born for many years. I'm only 18 just now. I don't even know
Happy
if I.
Happy birthday, by the way.
Thank you so much. I don't know if I have much of a memory of Y2K because I feel like we're either around the same age or you might be a bit younger than me, Cass. I don't know. Do you even remember Y2K?
I do remember it because I bought a Y2K Beanie Baby, which is probably the most like era specific thing I could have done. Oh, also like when I was lining up to get my COVID vaccine, while I was in the line to get the COVID vaccine, I did the Wordle, and I remember thinking like, wow, this is like the most of the moment thing I could be doing right now. I was like, this combination of stuff is like, wow, I've never been more in the moment. But I reckon when I bought the Y2K themed Beanie Baby, that was up there with the most moment I ever had in my life.
Yeah. I'm trying to think, what was a fun dance in 2020? Was the gritty around in 2020?
What's the gritty?
Oh, you don't know the gritty?
Can you do it?
I also don't really know what the gritty is.
I just know
that it is a dance that children do, but I don't know how to do it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Or what it looks like. I think it's a sort of a bit of arm swinging and
is it like the Fortnite thing?
It might be Fortnite. It could very well be Fortnite. I don't know.
I really would love to be able to keep up with all the dances.
Yeah.
It looks so fun. I think that's so sweet that all the kids are doing little dances.
That is pretty
fun, isn't
it?
Haven't we always just been doing little dances?
Yeah.
It is. And it's funny as well because I say dance and you're saying dance. And that, I think, is fun, especially in the context of a TikTok dance.
The little TikTok dance.
Little dances. Yeah.
What do I say? Do I say dance or dance? I say dance.
I say dance. I wish I said dance. You know, I wish I was that kind of woman.
South Australian thing, saying dance.
Mm. Yeah, I got out later than Hayden.
Yeah, I don't remember living there, so.
Do you say anything else weird? Do you say, my friend's mum is like English, and so she says pergola instead of pergola.
That's crazy.
That's whack.
It's like when people say yogurt instead of yogurt. Yeah. What are you doing?
She says
yogurt. Do you hear yourself?
Yeah, yeah. She says yogurt big time. I think she might say vitamin, and she also says
vitamin.
Garage.
I don't mind vitamin.
Garage instead garage. Of garage.
I like garage.
Fun. I say garage for fun, garage. But I do it on purpose.
In the garage.
Which
Cass used to say pants instead of pants because she thought she was being like fancy, and we're like, no, 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 that's just not it.
I
no
don't
one
think
says
I did
pants.
That.
Yes, you did. That's you don't remember that? I remember that. You used to say pants.
Surely...
Oh my God, I got a hole in my pants. Pants. No one says pants.
That's insane.
English
I can't...
people say pants.
That can't be
Americans
something that
say
happened.
Pants. We're universally pants.
No.
Pants.
Really?
Yeah.
I know I did it by accident a couple of times.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
That's,
you said it.
Accident is okay. Your subconscious. That's the true you. Or how about
accident
this?
Accident is probably...
Are you sure I did that? I mean, I remember doing it, but...
What do you say weird, Lauren?
I don't think I say anything weird at all. I mean, there's heaps of things that I didn't realize were Australian until yeah. I hung out with, like, when you hang out with people who aren't Australian, if you're overseas or something, and then you say stuff, and they're like, what the fuck are you saying? Like, heaps. Mm. Yeah, I just said it. Heaps. That's like an Australian
really?
Thing to say, like, heaps of stuff.
Is it?
Yeah. They were like, what do you mean? They're like, picturing like a mound?
Like an actual heap.
Yeah. But I'd be like, I don't have heaps of time. And they'd be like, what the fuck? Or even, I knew
that's so weird. Yeah. I wouldn't have thought that was an Australian thing.
I had no idea. And then you don't realize how much you say it either. Like I was yeah. like, I don't say heaps that much. And I'm like, no, I'm saying it
oh,
all.
I say,
you
it say heaps. It heaps.
I say it heaps.
That's surely English people say heaps. Oh, that's heaps good, isn't it?
Maybe.
In the garage.
No, it's well good for them.
That's well.
Well
yeah.
garage.
Oh, that's well spicy. Oh.
In it.
Well, it's like I'm in Britain.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's crazy.
We've gone to the Curry Street and it's well spicy. You know how they have the Curry Street?
They have a Curry Street?
Yeah, they've got a street where there's lots of curries.
I think I know about this.
That's a thing. And Jack the Ripper was around there.
I don't think there were curries there when he was there.
No, it was Jack the Ripper, then other stuff, then curries.
It was just what bangers and mash in his time.
Bangers and? Yeah, yeah.
A Yorkshire pud.
It is really probably awful to listen to us doing English accents, but it's so fun. Like, I really don't want to stop.
I think it's real. I mean, I think it's fun to do an Australian accent.
No one does them very good.
No, but it's fun to do. It's really been really nice going online and seeing people say no.
Yeah,
no.
It's like, fuck,
that's
that actually
literally
is how,
that
is how
we
say it. That's embarrassing.
It's how we say it. And then I catch myself again. I'm always going, no, I say it as well.
No.
No.
You can't not say no, no,
no. I think an underrated one that no one's tapping into is like, Don't. Yes, yes, with a big ta.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Adding an extra whole syllable to the end of the word.
Yeah.
Fuck.
That's when it's serious.
Is that Australian or does everyone do that?
I wonder. I don't know. Do you have many overseas listeners?
Yeah, I think so. I think a lot of English listeners.
English.
Sorry, but you can say no as much as you'd like. But yeah, I'd highly recommend having don't.
Don't.
Put that in your repertoire.
Your repertoire.
Of obnoxious Australianisms.
Don't. I'm telling mama. Do add a little syllable
yeah.
at the end.
Yeah. Mama.
It's a little flair. It's a little kick, yeah. a little tick at the end. How do British people say no? No. No.
No.
No.
It is crazy to me that England has about 1 trillion different accents and Australia kind of has two, just city or rural.
No, we've
across
got a
the
few.
Whole. No, but they're so similar.
People say Adelaide accent. I guess that's the pants.
Yeah, that's the pants thing.
The
they say pants. They're freaks over there.
Or bathers. Like in Melbourne, don't they call swimming like a swimmers bathers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you call it?
I would say swimming costume or swimmers.
That's ridiculous.
I will acknowledge swimming costume is ridiculous. I admit it. And that's also a thing that I've said in front of foreign people and they've thought that I was ridiculous. And I was like, you know what? I'll own that. Swimming costume
I've
is
heard togs.
Costume.
Togs is around.
Togs.
Get your togs on. Togs on, boys.
Swimmers, bathers.
Togs is a bit, you know, it's a bit.
I think maybe that's English, maybe.
It's certainly shorter. I'm pro that.
Swimmers make sense.
Swimmers make sense.
Bathers also make sense.
Yeah, I get it. I get it.
Swimming costume tragically does make sense. I can't
crazy.
Fault you for it. No,
why is it a costume and why is not
it's
everything
like
a
cozy.
Else a costume?
And then cozy. Have you heard cozy?
Yeah.
That's like costume. That's short for swimming costume.
Yeah. But you don't say that like, you don't like, oh, I'm putting on my, I can't think of a single example. What's a time where you wear clothes?
What's an activity? What's a thing?
Well, if you're going to my formal costume, if you're wearing a suit
like
or something.
Like your work costume.
Mm. My work costume. Great example, Cass.
I recently got an office job, and I refer to getting dressed for my office job as like dressing my work sona.
Mm.
I like to imagine she has a Pinterest board. I don't have one personally, but I think she'd love it. And it's really good to like zhuzh her. I'd be like, it makes the whole going to work very fun.
Because you're putting on a character.
Yeah. I'll be like looking, I'll be in an op shop looking for dresses. I'm like, oh my God, she'd love that.
I mean, I hate it, but my work sona would love that.
It's fun to be my work sona.
Mm. That is nice.
It is good to have a different work wardrobe. When I worked in an office, I would wear things that I would never wear in my everyday life, but it wasn't even in a good way. It was like my aunt's old clothes, pair of like elasticated Uniqlo trousers because I have to be comfortable. But I was just like, this isn't my real life. It was like severance, basically.
Mm.
You just put on these clothes and then you go in there and you're like, I'm not even me. What do you mean? I don't work in market research. I'm just this woman wearing my aunt's dress. I'm Ani Sara.
I'm pretending to be a proper person at the moment.
Yeah.
And then the money you earn isn't real, so you can spend it how you like.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's all about that. So wait, so this podcast, so do you like know anything know anything about Y2K?
Oh yeah, I've got some stuff about Y2K.
I can tell you some fun facts.
Yeah.
Oh, I learned a cool thing about Y2K in preparation for this pod.
Was it the thing I told you?
What was the thing I've forgotten
what
you told
me. We'll get to what I told
you. That's exciting.
Later. It's a bit of sizzle. It's an interesting thing coming up about Y2K.
Stay
tuned. So keep your ears peeled.
There'll be one.
Don't touch that dial.
One interesting thing.
It's Hayden Cass and the Bond.
The thing I learned about the Y2K, so I knew that it was an issue with everything ticking over to the year 2000.
Yeah.
But it was specifically when they started making really complex computer systems in the 60s because it took so much like space to put a single digit into anything.
Yeah.
To literally halve the years. A lot of bits.
Or bytes.
Are they the same thing?
I don't know.
Yeah, you shouldn't have
spoken. They're similar, I think.
They're certainly in the computer.
They're in there.
Mm. They're in there. But to save half the space, anytime they put a year number in, like it started like when they were in the 60s, they were like, okay, 1970, we'll just put it in a 70 because they just didn't have the space to have the entire year.
And they were like, the year 2000, that'll never happen.
These robots will rise up and kill us before then.
Yeah.
But one of the major issues is that banks were using these systems and they were like, when it ticks over, is the system going to think that it's gone back in time 100 years? Because then instead of the interest accumulating and going up by one day, is it going to go back by 99 years?
Mm.
And that was the thing they were really concerned about. It was fine. I mean, spoiler alert, we lived.
Yeah.
But that I didn't know that was the specific issue. It was like with the banks and interest rates and stuff.
Yeah. And then I think they just thought all computing systems would freak out.
Yeah.
They thought planes would fall out of the sky.
Yeah.
And then everything would just reset.
I think
everything would reboot because they're like, oh.
It seems like such a dramatic reaction to like what is just like the numbers on the date going weird. Like I would just think like that's the worst thing that could happen is like the date numbers will like be wrong. I don't really know how things could have exploded. I mean, I think it would be good if we had a Y2K like now. I've often said like I think we need like a COVID of technology. Like it's too much at the moment. We just need to shut it down and restart, go back. Let's like get dumb phones, ban all the apps.
I love a dumb phone.
I got really good news for you, the Bon.
Oh, yeah.
There was a Y2K in 2020.
What?
Yeah, so there's a Y2K bug, which pretty much was the same issue, right? Like it was the thing about the years and the dates and stuff. So, you know, originally, obviously, you know, it was, you'd say 99 instead of 1999. Basically, a really cheap way to fix it. I don't really understand this. I'm assuming you have to understand computers. With all the dates from 0 to 20, they would just be like, oh, that's 20. We'll read that as 2020 if it was between 0 and 20. But it was only still that bracket of numbers. I'm really doing a really bad job of explaining this.
Yeah, it's fine. Even if you were doing a good job, I still wouldn't get it. And I don't think it's logical. And I think computers are crazy and stupid. And they
also
do things that don't make sense. So
yeah.
They don't make sense. And also we made them. Like, I think it's very rich of us to be like, the computers, they're going to go nuts. And I'm like, Your dad made that.
But basically what I think is, so they were like, well, it's going to come up to zero and it's going to think it's 1900. So let's just tell the computer if it's zero or 20, between those two numbers, it's not back in time. And the computer said, okie dokie. And then
okie dokie, you are my boss, you made
me. And then in 2020, a lot of those systems reached it and then reset to 1920.
Wow. But does that like, did it do anything? Like, did it, or did it just change the date? It wouldn't like affect everything.
I don't think planes fell out of the sky or anything. I didn't hear about it at the time and I was very much alive and checking the news heaps. Although there was a lot of other stuff going on. So maybe that's why I didn't see it. But there was another issue. There might be a Y2K in 2038.
That's ages away.
Yeah. Will we even be alive by then?
What's the point? Should I even, do you want to hear what the deal is?
Yeah, go on.
Deal us.
So 19th of January, 2038, for a lot of computers, if it counts the date in seconds from the 1st of January, 1970, that date's stored as a 32-bit integer. And basically, the number of seconds is too big for the computer to hold as a 32-bit thing. So at that time, planes will fall out of the sky and the banks will reset. It's coming in 19th of January, 2038.
I mean, we've got time.
Doomed!
Surely we've got time to target this.
There's nothing that can be done.
To mitigate.
What do we reckon? Because you're asking for a technology COVID.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What happened if big flare from outer space resets every computer? Like everything goes back to blank. All data is lost. Obviously, it would be very, very heartbreaking because a lot of people store their memories digitally now.
Yeah.
Mm.
But what do we reckon? Good or bad, ultimately?
I think ultimately bad. Mostly, I'm thinking about the medical applications that would be ruined.
He makes an excellent
point. All the computers that save people's lives.
Yeah, it would be like all of the real world consequences would like be super.
But then I like
lame.
Maybe you read a book, so maybe it's worth it.
But yeah, it would maybe be worth it. Like, you know, there might, some people would die. I found like, what was it? Who was it? Was it Selena Gomez?
Or Vanessa Hudgens.
Vanessa Hudgens, who was like, in the beginning of COVID, she was like live and she was like, people are going to die, I guess. And that's sad, but whatever. basically, that's me about technology COVID.
No, she was right.
She was literally, I'm kind of in defense
people died
of that
no
now.
One really cared.
People were really mad at her for that. And I was like, I think time will
Let
tell.
Let her speak.
And now we can see like, people died and people didn't seem to care. So
yeah. And people are still currently dying and no one currently cares. So
yeah, people just ignore that. At the moment.
No, it's over. It's all over.
It's all over.
Thank God.
Everyone's alive forever now. Mm-hmm. And that's why we're ready for technology COVID.
How many COVID jabs have you had?
I've had
9.
Really?
9?
No, not really. Oh. I was just tricking you.
I feel like you could have, technically. It's been ages. Because I looked it up recently because I wanted to get another one before the Melbourne Comedy Festival, which I'll be in town from the 11th to the 21st doing my show, Come Along. But I did want to get
the show called and where people buy tickets?
The show, it was called Imagine Having Anything at All. And
Imagine Having Anything at All.
Well, I say, that's got quite a good ring to it.
Imagine Having Anything at All. And if you search Imagine Having Anything at All on the Melbourne International Comedy Festival website, we'd find you, right?
You would find me. It might be quicker to type my name.
I think actually I knew it sounded familiar because it's in the show notes of this show.
Yeah.
Well, I think click it is. On their freaking little phones.
Yeah. Get your little machine and click the button. And then
if you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need to do is put your digits in.
Yeah.
And you can buy a ticket.
Really, I really hope so. Just because we're worried that a technology COVID might happen, you should really do that honestly right now. Just click and buy the ticket right now because technology COVID is going to come and then you won't be able to buy the ticket and I won't be able to like post about the show. So that'll be really stressful for me. But the beauty of live entertainment, live comedy, live theater is that we don't need the internet. We're live, baby.
That's true. How would you, if there was, well, I guess if you're a comedian in the 80s.
Yeah.
How do you get your the word out there? I guess just like posters and being on the street.
Newspaper reviews and comma of mouth.
Yeah, but like if you're like just starting, like it's your first show, how do you get the word out?
Well, that's like, I mean, that's when they had gatekeepers in the industry. And then you had like TV. And honestly, I've also been saying this, bring back the gatekeepers.
There are too many bad comedians.
There's too
Not everyone deserves a shot.
Yes, there's too much of everything everywhere. And
you don't have to achieve your dreams. Not everyone can.
Not everyone should.
And you're clogging it up for people like me who should deserve to do their dreams.
I think, you know, you should just have to convince 5 to 8 white men in suits. Mm-hmm. And if they give you the nod, then you can host Family Feud. Forever.
I mean, I still think that's how that works.
I think that is how it works. That's how you get that gig.
Yeah.
Yeah. What is the key demographic? Is it mums?
Family Feud.
Is it still mums? Oh, just like if you want to get on Australian TV, if you want to be a host.
Yeah,
is it mums?
I wonder. I don't even know.
Yeah, you got to appeal to mums. Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to get that mum factor.
Sure. Yeah. The M factor. This guy's got an M factor of 10. Put him on.
Yummy. Some of the hosts, I quite like Grant Denyer, seems like a cool guy. What do you think about him?
Oh, Zippy. Yeah, big fan.
He does seem quick, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Why does he seem quick?
Isn't he in, I guess because he's small. I don't know.
He's what, he races cars too.
Does he?
He zips around in race cars.
I was right.
He does seem quick.
He is. He's a little fella. He loves his wife named Shezzy. And he's also, did you know Grant Denyer is a big...
Oh my God, you've been Grant Denyer pilled.
I absolutely have. I'm a D-head.
You've got Denyer fever.
Denyer. Yeah, happy Denyer. It's the year of the Denyer. Okay, the riffs, I ruined it, but...
No.
But Grant Denyer...
I give it a den out of den.
He's a believer in like the big cat, like the legendary panther in the Penrith Bathurst region of Sydney.
There was one, I used to live in Colac and there was the Otway panther and there was this guy who was like, I have footage. I just can't release it for some reason. He was like, I filmed it. I think the reason was he filmed it on someone's property and then they weren't letting him release it. But I'm like, brother, this is like a huge scientific discovery. Just release it and then just cop the fine or whatever. But obviously, it's not real. So
No.
It was just a litigious neighbor who would not let him release it.
Mm. Do you believe in the Panthers? I reckon I'm honestly, I've been panther-pilled. I think they're all out there. I think no one's lying.
Well, there is actually, and I weirdly know a little bit about the legend of like the Sydney big cats.
Yeah, let's get into this.
And Grant Denyer as well. He has his whole property rigged with cameras. So
no, he does. He really,
really,
he
actually does. So
that's great.
If it's out there,
does he
like,
claim that he's seen it?
Yeah.
Is that why he's so crazy?
Yeah.
Okay.
He saw it, and I believe him.
I believe him.
But one of the
do you think it's because he's so small? Maybe he saw a normal cat.
Yeah, he just saw a cat, and he was like, "That thing's huge." And in his defense, to scale to him, it would have been.
Yeah.
But there is a like a bit of a myth about why that there would be a big cat out in the Sydney like Western area is because there used to be this guy who was like a really quirky millionaire. And he owned like a weird zoo thing. It was called the Notre Dame Zoo in West.
Oh, I've heard this story as well.
Yeah, in Mulgoa in Sydney. And the legend is like he ran this random zoo, but it was really dodgy, really crazy. He was like doing crazy tax fraud. And then he was like getting audited or something. And so he shut down the zoo and apparently like released the animals and like released the panther into the wild. In reality, he probably just like killed them or something depressing. Yeah. But we like to think that the panther ran free. And so now there is like this lineage of panthers that you can draw back to like the Notre Dame Zoo in Mulgoa. That's the legend.
Surely by now they're all like inbred and weird though. You know how Dalmatians are weird because they're all inbred?
Yeah. They go rabid.
Are they not meant to be spotty?
I don't know, but just Dalmatians are just, they're a bit wrong.
I don't think we've got a normal dog anymore. I think any dog is kind of fucked.
You got to get a nice mutt from the pound. That's a real dog.
Proper dog. I saw this guy on TikTok who sees people with dogs and then he takes photos of them. And he took a photo of this dog and the lady was like, "We got our dog genetically tested," and the result came back and it said like, "This dog is not descended from any breeds that are like modernly known today. It is just like the original dog." It was a street dog from Mexico and they're like, "This is just dog.
This is the OG dog."
Yeah.
But
Was it like particularly fucked up or was it really normal?
It was really normal. It was like a dog. That's what it looked like.
That's awesome.
That's, hang on. How did,
I'm glad they're still out there. Normal dogs.
How did normal dog happen? Because
it was just dog.
Just pure dog.
That's crazy. But so many breedings had to have happened to let that dog stay normal.
I know. I'll find the TikTok.
Gotta see that
maybe.
Dog.
I know.
Yeah, send us the TikTok for normal dog.
I'll try to find it.
This is the world's Guinness World. Is it? Yeah.
And
Guinness World
I swear to God, when you see it, you'll be like, "That is just a dog. Like, it's just a normal dog."
That's like a cartoon of a dog.
Whoa. But hang on. But it's the most dog. Does that just make it the least wolf?
No. I think a pug is least.
Yeah.
Less wolf than a normal dog.
So is that dog very wolf then?
It's probably closer to wolf than like a poodle.
Yeah. I mean, that makes sense. Yeah.
Because did wolf become dog become labradoodle? Poodle. Like,
So wolf become this proto dog, the platonic ideal of dog.
Yeah.
And now, then
did you think it went the other way? It went wolf to toy poodle to normal dog.
No, I was just thinking, like, well, I was just thinking if something's the most dog, isn't it just a wolf?
No.
No.
That's a wolf.
That's
you're thinking of wolves.
I'm thinking of wolves. Yeah. No, I got
confused. You're thinking
confused.
Of normal wolf? What about normal dogs?
That's actually the most wolf.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whoops. I feel like dingo's a pretty normal dog.
No, dingoes are dingoes.
Dingoes are dingo.
They're dogs, though.
Yeah, they're pretty dog.
They're dogs.
They're pretty dog, but...
They're dogs. What do you mean?
No, they're dingoes.
Canine?
That's a dog. It's a dog.
No, dingoes aren't dogs.
They are dogs.
I'm pretty sure...
I bet you $100 million that a dingo is a dog.
Dingoes have kind of fox in them.
You're crazy. You're both crazy people.
No, they're dogs.
They're 100%
dog.
There's no fox about them. Except for their foxy nature.
In terms of like, if you keep going up, a dog is eventually a wolf.
Okay, I've Googled dingo.isdog.
Are dingoes
dogs? I misspelled.
Dogs.
Most dingoes are pure.
The dingo is an ancient lineage of dog.
Oh, okay. They're an intermediate between wolves and domestic dogs, which I think puts them right into dog territory.
No, I don't think they're dog. But this is what I'm saying. Like, if you...
But they're more dog than domestic dogs.
Yeah, they're like, okay. They're dog.
They're dog.
No, but because if you want, you can't own a dingo in Australia.
That doesn't mean anything.
But unless it's like a half breed between a dingo and a dog.
We think just the laws make a dog a dog. No, they're dogs because they're dogs.
One can. No.
And you can't have them because they're wild and they eat babies.
Yeah, I was going to say. Seriously. Oh, sorry, you go. Yeah.
Well, okay, on the from Dingo Wikipedia.
Yeah.
Dingoes
can't be trusted.
Variously considered a form of domestic dog, not warranting recognition as a subspecies or dog or wolf, or a full species in its own right.
So it's nothing?
I think it's nothing.
It's in between.
But it's not just dog.
Like, but it's also not anything else.
It's probably like, I guess.
What are you talking? Guess Rhea is an ancient lineage of dog.
Yeah, it's a
right
kind.
There.
It's a kind
it's
of
a dog.
I think dingo is its own kind of dog, right?
It's a dog, yeah.
Do you
anyway
guys
you
think, okay, like yes or no, definitively, judge, jury, and everything else?
Executioner.
Executioner. Yes.
I like the PG version. Judge, jury, and everything else.
Judge, jury, and that other guy.
That's good. Well, because it's 7:30 a.m. on our breakfast radio show.
Yeah.
So it's gonna be family friendly. Kids are in the car.
And this is topical stuff for the news. Do you think the dingo took the baby, Lindy Chamberlain's baby, Azaria?
Yeah, it did. Yeah. Didn't they prove? They proved it recently, didn't they? Did they find bones and stuff?
I think they found. I don't know, but how could you prove that the dingo took it? What do you?
Well, I think they found like dingo teeth marks in baby bones.
That's insane. I would have heard about that.
You would have.
I'm sorry, I was so serious.
My people would have notified me. You're lying.
I was like, you know, when you just have a flash in your eyes of complete. There was no humor. I was like, that's insane. No.
Okay. After years of challenging the courts, both parents were absolved of the crime. A coroner found Azaria's death was, in fact, the result of being eaten by a dingo.
That's just a coroner, though. That's just a guy.
How did they prove? This is the Google question.
Yeah.
The cardigan the baby was wearing had blood on it, and the fact that it was buried near a dingo lair was proof enough to get the lady out of jail.
I think, I mean, yeah, let her out of jail. That's
so
fine.
They didn't find bones, but they found it buried next to a dingo lair.
I think it's
also why
it's dubious.
I think it's called a lair.
It's so cool that it's called a lair.
That's pretty badass.
A dog wouldn't live in a lair.
Well, they do.
Dingo would.
No.
Dingoes do.
I feel like a lot of why Lindy sort of got persecuted is that she didn't have the right facial cues.
Oh, yeah.
Which
she didn't cry on TV and was like, well, she killed a baby.
Has no one experienced any emotion ever?
No.
You'd be like, well, actually, if I had the most horrific thing in the world happen to me, I know how I'd act and it would be normal.
Yeah. And I would cry on TV.
I would cry on command when people ask me about it.
It would be
fine. I actually wouldn't go into shock. I'd process my emotions in front of everyone all the time.
Yeah. And it's normal. I don't know.
Yeah. Do you know dingoes aren't native?
What?
You know that? Yeah. Mm. They're from Asia, and they were brought over like thousands of years ago by like Asian settlers, like well before white people got here.
That's cool.
And then they let their dogs roam out, and then that's why I think Tasmanian tigers and Tasmanian devils, they used to be everywhere, and then they either got eaten by dingoes or their food sort of they got out competed by the dingoes, and then they only lived on Tasmania.
Well, that was what was that other kind of dog that was in Australia that is extinct?
Tasmanian tiger?
Extinct. Well, oh, maybe it was the tiger, but like what's the name?
Thylacine?
Thylacine.
Mm. Mm.
They're on the Cascade Beers, aren't they?
Yeah.
Beautiful beast.
What's up with that?
They're another conspiracy theory thing where people are like, the thylacine still exists. I seen it. And it wasn't a fox, even though it looks exactly like a fox.
It doesn't look exactly like a fox.
It looks like a mangy fox. If you look at a picture of a mangy fox next to like the old photos of thylacines, you're like, if that was running in front of you at night,
they've got a big
you could
head.
Get them confused.
Thylacine, big head.
Yeah.
Really? I'm
narrow
Googling.
Hips and stripes.
Sexy.
Yeah, I do Oh, this, yeah. This looks, you know that shrink-wrapped phenomenon that you get when you the shrink wrap phenomenon where people will draw dinosaurs to sort of shrink wrap them. Oh my gosh,
what?
I'm so sorry.
They draw them in plastic, suffocating to death. I think I know what you're saying. Do you mean because they It is hard to explain.
No, I think I knew it. It's when people find the bones of an animal, mm-hmm. so they have the basic structure. So when they construct a drawing of the animal and what they think the animal would look like, it looks like it's been shrink-wrapped around its bones and they don't account for muscles and meat. So you know how when people draw dinosaurs, they all look reptilian, but now they're like, oh, you think these guys had feathers and probably yeah. some fat?
They're probably yes. fat and like, you know, bit round because the belly rots away.
Yeah,
it was. It was actually so fat phobic of paleontologists
yeah,
to draw dinosaurs yeah, I in think that way.
Draw all them all the as skinny queens, yeah.
Because dinosaurs were like relatively recently discovered, I think.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm sure ancient civilizations found some of them. Do you think maybe that's where dragons come from because they found old bones?
Yeah. Yeah, that checks out.
Yeah.
But like,
dragons
can you imagine,
look like shrink wrapped dinosaurs.
Yeah. But can you imagine like being a person in the 1800s or 1700s or whatever? And then to be like, oh, by the way, there used to be for real monsters on Earth.
So cool. Yeah, like megafauna. How cool.
Yeah.
Like, it's just...
Wouldn't that just blow your mind? Because you've been told your whole life that, like, you know, Earth was made for us and the Earth is 2,000 years old. And they're like, nope, there were fucking gigantic lizards here.
And then you dig and you find a skull that is, like, as big as a truck. You'd be like...
Yeah, you wouldn't believe it. You'd be like, oh, that's made up.
Okay.
Do you know what? Okay.
That's... okay.
Check, please.
They're still digging up dinosaurs. They're still done. There'd be so many dinosaur bones just around. I was in Argentina last year and I have a friend who is Argentinian. And she, mm-hmm. like, went out to the country. Like, she has, like, a friend with a country house. They were there for the weekend. And they got back, and I was like, oh, how was it? And she was like, oh, it was good. We found dinosaur bones in the garden. And I was like, what?
That's
what?
So cool.
And I was like, what? Like, oh, my God, you didn't, like, call the museum? And she was like, no, you don't call the museum when you find dinosaur bones because then they make you cordon everything off. And it's, like, a big hassle. So they just, like...
Because they got to preserve it, and the nerds have to come in with their paintbrushes to brush the dirt off the bones.
Oh yeah, like, and all that. I don't want to deal with it. And then, did you know?
Fair enough.
I was like, what kind of dinosaur was it? Guess what? The kind of dinosaur that you find all the time in Argentina, it's called an Argentinosaurus.
Whoa!
What are the odds?
The dinosaur was called that, and then they made a country called Argentina on top of it.
I was like, that's stupid.
That's a crazy coincidence.
I would call my daughter Argentina.
Yeah. Argentina Turner. Argentina Arena. Yeah, the Argentinosaurus. Crazy.
What kind of, was it like a, what's it look like? A four-legged sort of fella?
It looks
or?
Like a, what are they called? A Brachiosaurus, the long neck ones?
Yeah, Brontosaurus or a Brachiosaurus?
Brontosaurus.
I think both maybe have long necks.
It looks like that, but like the neck is like way thicker, and
that's like girthy,
it's like thick all the way down.
Yeah, damn.
It's that is
pretty.
A lot of bones.
Penile.
That is
phallic.
Yeah,
yeah. That's,
that
that's
looks
the
like
word.
How they make a dildo.
Well, on that note, I've been Hayden.
I've been Cass.
And you've been the Bourn.
I've been the Bourn, Lauren Bonner. Do come to my comedy festival show.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. I don't want to.
Imagine having anything at all. Lauren, where else can we find you?
I'm on the internet, unfortunately, because it has not been eradicated yet. I'm on social media as at Lauren Y Bonner, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, wherever you want to go. I'll probably be there. Yeah, that's about it.
Make sure you get your tickets to the show. It's in the show notes. Go buy the tickets and have a couple of laughs.
Yeah.
Is it just straight stand-up?
No, it's a little bit different, actually. It's like a little bit more of a play kind of thing.
Oh, that rocks.
Not to put you off it. there's still plenty of laughs. And just take a chance, guys. Just take a chance and come. It's going to be good. It's actually quite cheap as well, I think. Tickets are like $25-ish.
That is a steal.
That is quite good. Yeah. Well done.
Come on. Just get one. Get one now.
Yep. Buy your tickets and I will see you there.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.